Dave Carroll, KB. John McGivern is here as well. This is from Donna Brown in Wauwatosa. We saw the show Take Me Out on Saturday night, laughed out loud, really enjoyed the show, was also interesting and thought-provoking. I hope everyone gets a chance to see this. John, at his very best, makes you evaluate the world we live in and how we treat each other. Good luck with the rest of the performances. John, a job well done. Donna. There's a lot of naked guys up there. And you know what's weird is I couldn't get the thought out of my mind that whenever I was walking in, I ran into your lovely mom, Joan, and her friend Annie.
Annie was there.
Can I tell you, Annie, Ralph, Mom, and Justine.
They were all there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Hillbilly Tour was at the show. And can I tell you, they had to kick us out of that reception. We were the last ones there.
There was a reception afterwards upstairs.
Sausages.
They had sausages served at the reception.
That was a bad choice.
Yeah, that wasn't real good.
I loved them.
Well, I don't know. I think sausage is apropos.
Katie's Diner brought the food in.
I'm not saying they were bad. I just didn't
have an appetite for
it. Yeah, we just thought it was kind of weird because there were so many naked men in the play and then to serve sausages afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they should have been cocktail weenies. I don't know. I'm not sure.
There was a woman that was sitting next to Lou. She was funny. Because I didn't catch her name because they were kind of whispering during the play. Mm-hmm. And from what I understand, she was like the mother of one of the guys, one of the players' girlfriend. So like the guy's girlfriend's mom was in the audience sitting next to Lou. And she said to Lou, "It's a little more than I needed to know." I'm feeling a little uncomfortable, which made me laugh when Lou told me that because I could picture, you know, my boyfriend's in this play.
He's an actor. He's in this play.
Come see this play, and then he's naked. Come see his junk.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I had a doctor sitting near me, and I actually was concerned for one of the actors because I thought he might have had a hernia.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I turned around and I asked the doctor if, I said, do you think? And he said, I really don't know because it just looked like maybe there was a hernia going on there.
No, that's I'm not sure. I don't know what that looks like.
You know, the only
what are you doing to me here?
Sorry.
The only thing that concerned me was, because there's that whole shower scene, you know, where they're in the shower. And I realize they're acting, and they've got to make it look real, but there probably shouldn't have been so much underscrubbing. I guess you could
that
say.
That area's going to get raw.
You know, I know that area needs to be cleaned, but you could have stayed upper body.
Yeah, the one guy was really going
front
at it.
Front and back.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I watched the shower scene. I watched a moment of the shower scene in rehearsal one day, and that's I've never seen it again because I just thought that it would be really rude of me to be like backstage in the wings, just being like, "Here comes the shower scene!" Like I stay downstairs in the dressing room. I've only seen a moment of it, and the other two nude scenes I haven't seen at all. So that nude scene between Shane and Darren, you know, when
the second one, there's
some physical stuff.
When they do the dance,
I've never seen that one at all. And then the first one with Toddy, I haven't seen that one either. So I'm going to be honest that I just because I don't want them to be like, what is McGivern doing in the wigs again? So
but those guys were up there doing that shower scene, and all I could think was, John's mom is here.
Oh, yeah. Mom, they loved it.
Of course they did.
they loved it.
Annie's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
How are you?
I am very good.
Well, it was very nice to see you on Friday night.
Yes, it was nice to see you, too.
Okay, well, tell me about, you know, your review.
Well, first off, let me tell you, some of my fans were there.
Oh, well, they're everywhere, Annie.
Yes, they certainly are. Yeah.
You've taken on, I mean, truly, life of your own. It's an unbelievable thing.
And they say to me, are you the Annie?
And you say,
yes,
absolutely.
Actually, I am.
Okay, so.
All right, how did I like the show?
How did you like the show? And then all those naked guys in the shower scene, what did you think of that, too?
I think that I have a friend who hasn't seen a penis in 25 years.
Yeah?
Since Bill died, no man has found her sexually attractive. so old.
Yeah, I know.
That night she saw eight of them.
She and hasn't seen a penis in 25 years, and my father's only been dead for 23. So think about it, Annie.
I am thinking about it.
Okay, so, all right, so, but what did you think?
I thought the show was great, and we learned that all men are not created equal.
Yes, we did.
And if you guys think that penises are attractive, you are sadly mistaken.
Well, I guess I am.
So what did Ralph think of it? What did your husband think?
Oh, everybody had a really good time. It was one of our nicest nights. Mm-hmm. And we stayed up until 12:45, which hasn't happened in years.
Wow.
We closed the place.
Yes, we did. Well, we like to do that, though.
Uh-huh. Well, you've made that clear before, yes.
Yes, we do like to do that.
It was kind of interesting to be able, for the sake of comparison, to see... You know, all that's I mean, I've never seen like a male review, if you will.
Yes, I have not either.
So there, you just, oh, there, no, there, and oh, there's that. I did a cute little thing.
That's true. Not cute little things. Just little things.
Right.
So, Annie, when's the next big night out you have with Ralph and Justine and Joan?
Oh, well, we don't really have any plans right now. We're sort of spur-of-the-moment type people.
Are you going on any long trips?
I was just going to say, what's the next one?
No long trip.
You have nothing planned?
No, we have nothing planned.
Well, but they do get together.
Yes, we do get together.
They get together for club. They call it club.
Club.
How does that work, Annie?
That works. Joni serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Wine in between, and then we play cards. And last time, Justine and Ralph, or as you may remember, Champ and Jean, they beat us every single game. So now, of course, we're anxious to play again, and they're not. They kind of like that being.
So you show up at my mom's at what time?
Oh, 8:39.
So it's a whole day.
They get home
right,
at
10:30, 11.
Wow.
And they play, what's the name of the game you play?
Hand and foot.
Do you know that game?
No.
No. Uh-uh. Yeah. No.
It's a very good game.
How many decks of cards do you use?
Five
decks of cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my mom always, that's all she's worrying about is getting a brand new shuffler.
And that her lipstick is on red.
Well, you want to look good when you're playing cards with your friends.
But you notice now red lipstick has come back
sure.
in.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
So, see, she held out and it came around. It's a good plan.
Well, Annie, thank you for the review of Take Me Out.
It was a very good show.
It really was.
It was really a very good show.
Okay.
I would have liked to be there and watch the audience.
Oh, yeah.
To see what the audience, like what their reaction was?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you were too focused on what was going on stage.
I was. Well, it isn't often one gets the opportunity.
That's what I'm saying.
Although I must say, though, in my young life, I have seen 4 men's penises that were not related to me. Once I was flashed on Wisconsin Avenue.
Okay.
Once I was sitting on the bus and the guy standing outside the window flashed me. Once I saw a guy peeing off a back porch.
Okay.
Which sent us into hysterics.
Right.
And once I inadvertently was pushed into the boys' gym locker and they held the door so I couldn't get out.
Okay.
Now,
so
my mom said I must be doing something that would cause all these men to take advantage of my...
Right.
I mean, it was just like, always had to be my fault.
So, 4 unrelated.
Unrelated.
I see.
4 right. incidents.
Okay. So, total, though, how many?
Five. Outside of my children and my little brothers.
Okay. Sure. All right.
Oh. But I have seen 5 grown men, and now, of course, it's 13.
See, that's the thing.
Yes, I have moved on up.
Exactly. Mine's increased as much, you know, because I was very limited, too, and then all of a sudden it's like, wow.
Yes.
I've really kind of seen the selection out there, if you will.
Right, and a lot of young girls think that's really sad if you've only seen one in your life.
Hmm.
But it's not.
I don't.
I don't either, actually.
No, not at all.
But as I say, we did learn scene one, seen them all. No.
Mm-hmm. No, 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 not at all.
Not at all.
Right.
All right, Annie, thank you, and have a great day today,
okay,
Annie.
Okay, goodbye.
See you later.
Bye.
Take care. There's Annie. We ran into her. Take me out, John McGivern, the shower scene.
That's, I'm with her, though. It's kind of, you know, now I can say instead of, you know, X amount, I've now increased by eight.
X amount plus eight.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
X amount. It's like an algebraic equation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
X amount plus
what
eight.
What is 114 plus eight?
Hey, I've stuck with the one. And it served me well.